Now is the time to plant those trees, shrubs, and grasses. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Burniston. Several factors make for ideal planting conditions in the fall rather than the spring. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Fall is here, and that means garden and yard work. But as Ron Smith of North Dakota State University Extension points out, this just doesn't mean raking leaves, tilling soil, and pulling plants in anticipation of winter. It means planting some trees and plant varieties as well. As Smith says, the reason is warmth in the fall versus still cold soil and water resources in the traditional spring planting months.
The soil is nice and warm from the summer months, and the trees are going into kind of what's called a storage phase of their growth cycle. We are not getting any new surges of growth on our woody plants. So if you put the root system of the trees and shrubs into the ground now, they'll be able to continue to go ahead and grow into the surrounding soil because it's warm, and you're going to have warmer rains coming down. And if you irrigate, you're going to have that water coming from the irrigation hose being warmer now than it would have been in the spring.
Smith provides some tips to plant in the fall. First,
you want to have a clean site. In the fall, you're most likely going to be able to get into the soil and get the work done a lot easier than you would in the spring because you have the lingering cold temperatures, the lingering wet snows, the lingering frost in the ground.
As Smith can speak of experience living in a state with a lingering frost line, which makes a mess of the soil as it thaws out in the spring.
So it takes a long time for that to get out of the soil and for that soil to go ahead and warm up. And it keeps the soil in kind of a soupy, messy state. So it makes it difficult for you to get in there and work that soil, which you shouldn't do when it's wet anyway. So now is a good time to go ahead and get that soil worked up and get your trees, shrubs, flowers, and bulbs planted with a lot less of a hassle as far as wrestling with the soil goes.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And although not as fun a fall chore, raking those leaves off the grass allows it to grow more. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.